live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon, and I'll be your host for the next 120 minutes. Get ready for the fastest live experience in radio that ever takes place at KPRZ Studios, Monday through Friday, 2 through 4 p.m. in the year 2013 and in the month of March. Here's the key to the show, ladies and gentlemen. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. It's like Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family all got together and went on the merry-go-round. Buckle up, little campers. Here we go. It's the devotional diamond of the day. I got to say, it's a really good one. It's a really good one. We're going to do the review of the goofy news. Now, actually, it's just news, but news is so goofy, we call it the goofy news. Personal revelations of my life's insanities. We're answering life's questions about whatever life's questions are. And today, life's questions are, why do the weekdays seem so long, but the weekends go by so fast? Life lessons from our faith that maybe we could use if we would apply them. Bible trivia for awesome prizes and okay prizes. Humor that will force you to think, why do I listen to radio? Sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show, courtesy of our own producers. Like that. Oh, yeah, we're living life as a Christian and trying to figure stuff out. That's okay to do. Your calls and more when we return. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. We'll be right back.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
No freebies, no fine print, just great savings for all your home improvement needs at George Seda's Wurtz Interiors. Hardwooden carpets at low discount prices since 1937. Visit Wurtz Interiors in Old Town at 1851 San Diego Avenue or online at WurtzInteriors.com.
When I look back on how long I let pain control my life, I can't believe I put up with it for so long. Hey, it's Kevin Davis. 6 months ago, I went into the doctors at the chiropractic group, and I am now feeling the best I have in years. I want you to start feeling the best you have in years. I want you to stop letting pain and fear of pain control your life, and I don't want you to wait around like I did for years. Call them now, 858-576-BACK. Tell them you're a KPRZ Coffee with Kevin listener, and you're going to get, for just $50, a one-on-one health consultation where they get to know you, the person, not just the pain, a complete spinal examination, computerized nerve test, x-rays if needed, and a detailed report on the findings. And the doctors at the chiropractic group will make a donation to Christian Solidarity International to free a slave. Stop letting pain control your life. Don't wait around like I did. Call the doctors at the chiropractic group, 858-576-BACK, 858-576-2225.
When's the last time you heard the words affordable, trust, and auto repair mentioned in the same sentence? Hi, it's Mark Larson from my friends at Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center, right there next to El Cajon Ford at Broadway and Main in El Cajon. Our family's trusted Quick Lane for years to keep our vehicles running smoothly and safely, and you can trust them too. The experts at Quick Lane service all makes and all models with no appointment necessary. They're open Monday through Saturday. And here during the month of March, Quick Lane specials include the Works Package with synthetic blend oil and 19-point safety inspection for just $29.95. $29.95 after mail-in rebate. Motorcraft brakes, $99.95 or less. And Quick Lane's low price guarantee means they'll beat anyone's price on the 13 major brand tires they sell. KPRZ listeners ask Don at Quick Lane about the other big savings with Quick Lane's rebates and special pricing. Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center, right there at El Cajon Ford, Broadway and Main in El Cajon. Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center.
Imagine you're walking down the beach and you come across a crowd of believers waiting for Jesus to appear and teach them. What would he say? Would he spend time talking about religious and political conflicts? Or would he speak about love, light, truth, and forgiveness? Hi. I'm Reverend Christian. In my new book, What Did Jesus Say? The Seven Messages from the Master, I've composed over 500 verses taken directly from the New King James Bible using only the words of Jesus. 176 pages, beautifully illustrated in full color with large, easy-to-read text, every word spoken by Jesus in red. And as our gift to you, our loyal K-Praise listeners, it also comes with a free ebook version. Simply log on to WDJSbook.com. Order your What Did Jesus Say book and type in the code word KPRZ. Go to WDJSbook.com, code word KPRZ. That's WDJSbook.com, code word KPRZ, to order your book and receive a free ebook of What Did Jesus Say?
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience. I'm K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
See, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. Wow, that come on loud. Whoo, doggy. Okay, anyway, you can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. Did that mean that while I was talking that wasn't on live? Is that what that meant? I don't know what that meant. It was kind of like a weird, like, woo, and then it came in. Was that the board, me? Was that the station?
We had temporary technical difficulties.
You know, on our show, a temporary technical difficulty could possibly be an improvement. So for us, that's okay.
Temporary technical difficulty, that usually means I'm on the board and not Noah.
Oh, I just thought you guys were trying to spice up the show. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. Follow me on Twitter, at Spoon Experience. That's my handle. Got so much stuff to cover. I don't even know where to be. There's so much stuff to cover. I want to say right off the bat, I want to give a big aww. Now, normally you would make that sound when you're looking at puppy dogs or babies. Well, not all babies, because I don't know if you've actually seen a baby actually as it emerges into life. Have you ever seen that? I'm not talking about fake stuff. I'm talking about real stuff. Have you ever seen a baby?
A few hours afterwards, not like in a few seconds.
So you haven't seen it when it has all the stuff on it. You before they put it, warm it up, and put a little blanket on it, and make it all cute. When it comes out, it ain't pretty. I don't care what they say. I've seen it several times in my lifetime with my own children and others being in the pasture. Let me tell you something. When a baby comes out, you're like going, whoa.
That's the miracle of life?
Yeah. Well, here's the real miracle. Then about 60 seconds later, they wipe the baby all down, and they pat it down. They put it on a little heat lamp. They suction all the stuff out, make sure the baby's breathing's got all the necessary items that it's supposed to have. And then all of a sudden, it literally starts to glow, turns like a color, and I don't know if that's the heat lamp, and they're just getting a tan. I'm not sure of what's going on there, but they look within a minute or two, they just look amazing. It's like an amazing.
Oh yeah, they look cute, and that lasts for the next 17 years, and then they're just terrible.
Yeah, well, no, see, it's not just 17. Let me help you out. Being a father, let me tell you something. The first and foremost thing is that they're super, super cute until they get to the point where they are in rebellion. And by rebellion, I mean they could be as little as two or three and go, no, no. And that's no longer super cute, okay? In fact, after the first time you look at it and you laugh, and then the 1900th time they do it in a 24-hour period, it's no longer cute. It's just a child saying no. And that's really not the bad part in any capacity. It's really part of growing and developing and learning to be a parent. Here's the tough part. The tough part is when the child develops a digital block in their head and they're able to repeat the words that you say. And everything's great and everything's hunky-dory and you think you're doing great as a parent. And then all of a sudden the child repeats what the child has heard based on that digital chip. And you find out what you've been saying. And all of a sudden, it's the second phase. That second phase of, wait a minute, did my child just say that? And did my child just say that because of me? That's the stuff. Then the third phase, right, is when you say, we got to be home by, 9 o'clock. And they go, why? This ultimately becomes the question that strands parents and straps them to trees. Why? Well, Because I said so. Why? Because I'm the parent. Why? Go to your room. Why? It never stops. And then it goes from that to the car thing where they're at the car, and then there's late nights, and then they go. It's just a whole process. And so, anyway, how did we get on this topic anyhow? I don't even know how we got here. We were talking about what, babies? Anyway, no, the sound. They're like a cute baby. Like a cute puppy. Here's what we're saying. Our good friend Ed Schultz at MSNBC has been replaced and is no longer on Monday through Fridays able to spew? Whatever it is, it's the upchuck word that Jesus used in the Greek, in the original Greek. It's the throat. He's no longer able to do that on television. He has been replaced by Chris Hayes, and they've moved Ed Schultz to the weekend. If you're in any form of media or any form of entertainment, you know that being moved from the weekdays, a five-day show, to the weekend, it's probably not a step up. It's not that you're not stepping up. So on this show, I do a Monday through Friday, 2 to 4. And they say to me, Dave, you're going Sunday, 6 in the morning till 8 in the morning. And it's not live. It's going to be taped. And we're not promoting the show. Probably not a raise. Probably not promoting as much as moving me to the side. Over there, son. Over there.
We call that a lateral move.
Lateral? Is that a – because that ain't the right football
That's
term.
That's the media term.
That would be a fumble. If it was a football term. So anyway, we want to say aw for Ed Schultz, and I want to be a little fair here. I do want to say something. You know, it's MSNBC. They get a lot of my what's the word? They get a lot of my is it my dander? No, it's not dander. What is it? It's they catch a lot of stuff from me because they're really dishonest. I mean, you know, people like Rachel Mad
Cow.
Yeah, I mean, she's just mad. And we know everybody knows why she has a job, but she's just mad. You know, she says a lot of truthfully untruthful things. I mean, she just says. But let's not be completely dishonest here. In the conservative media, there is a large amount of disproportionate reporting. And if you don't think so, I'll give you a perfect example today. I use 20 sources to get my news information. Is that a lot? That's a lot, isn't it? 20?
That's the way it should be.
Yeah. I mean, I get to 20. There's probably 200. And we're not talking about blogs, because that's not a source of information, ladies and gentlemen. A blog is somebody who's either got a lot of money and they don't have to work, skipping out at work and writing, or are just so thoroughly full of themselves that they need to have a blog to say they have a blog. Like, I have a blog. I hate doing my blog. I do reposts of old sermons. It's how much I care about that. But the idea is that you're still communicating with people and so on. Anyway, so there's only so many good news sources. And two of them that I frequently read, I don't use their material, but I frequently read them, is Breitbart and also Newsbusters. Now, Newsbusters I like a lot because they do a lot of, they go into the news and so on and so forth. But here's the same story today. This was 5 hours ago. When Breitbart reported this story, they said this, I'm going to tell you. And then when Newsbusters said it, they said this. They were all talking about Keith Olbermann. Remember Keith Olbermann? He used to be an NBC sports guy. And then something happened and the fairy godmother came and took away the dust. And all that was left was this guy that was rambling. And so he then went from MSNBC to Saturday Night Live skit impersonations. By that I mean Saturday Night Live thought it was so funny they kept doing skit impersonations. Then he went from that to Current TV and then got fired from Current TV. Wait a minute. The single worst cable station ever and continually the lowest ad rates ever and got fired from there. Okay? Now that's
now
that's,
owned by Al Jazeera.
FYI. I don't even want to discuss that because it's all about alternative energies. Except I have an idea. Let's sell my company because I'm an alternative energy guy and I've made $1 billion. Let's sell it to a big gas people. That's no contradiction.
It's
that's
the alternative kind of gas.
Yeah, what are you talking about? Like from beans?
No, I'm just talking about.
All right, I didn't
Al Gore probably justified. We don't the internet, so he can say whatever he wants.
We don't do toilet humor here unless it's applicable.
I'm just saying he invented the internet so he can say anything he wants.
You know, I'd like to invent the internet, or at least say I invented the internet. Can I do that too? I invented Whiteout. Hey, you remember that movie? What was it? No, Romy and Michelle's high school reunion. I invented Post-its. That's my story, and I'm sticking with it. You know why I have so much money? Because I invented Post-its. That's right. Okay. Anyway, so in the story, Breitbart was talking about Keith Olbermann, and they said, literally, Keith Olbermann gets a huge settlement from Current TV. First of all, you know, part of that's not true because they don't have a lot of money. Okay, and the settlement was, you know, not nearly what I think he was shooting for. And then when Newsbusters came on, they said this: Keith Olbermann hardly got anything in his settlement. Now these are the same, typically on the same side politically, and Breitbart very conservative, much more Christian leaning. Newsbusters very conservative, much more Christian leaning, and both entities reported on the same story. One reported that Keith Olbermann got a ton of money. The other one reported he hardly got any money. So don't be thinking that all the spin is on the left. All the spin is on. No, it's not. These are two of my own sources that I use. I looked at the story. I'm like, well, did the guy get a lot of money or did the guy get not a lot of money? And it's all relative to who wrote the article and who's related to the relative who wrote the article, because it's got nothing to do with realities. These are people that are getting salaries. We don't even know what they're talking about. I mean, these are people that make salaries $5, $8, $12 million a year for just giving their opinion. I don't make $5 an hour giving my opinion. Are you kidding me? So when they do that, you're like going, wow. So I was really kind of disappointed, because it shows you that in all news organizations, whether they're conservative or whether they're liberal, whether they're Republican or whether they're Democratic, whether they're claimed to be in the middle or whatever, everybody has a skew. Everybody has a point of view, a particular way that they're coming at something. And that, I think, is just honest. And now we do too. We have a point of view. I mean, we believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that he died on the cross, he was buried, and 3 days later he rose, and he's at the right hand of the Father right now, and we're waiting for his return. We believe that. That's our skew. You can't say we don't have one. Of course we have one. We just don't apologize for it, and we don't sit there and say everything we say and do is perfect. Well, wait, let me rephrase that. On this show, we don't say everything we say and do is perfect, because we never know what we're doing. You guys think I have like this big plan, right? But my producer, Wilbo, could tell you right now, I got 30 pieces of paper in front of me. We do a segment, then I grab one. I don't know, even know what I'm grabbing sometimes. That's how organized we are. You know, that's, of course, why they're trying to get rid of me. Good luck with that. 24 years and 7 months to go on my contract.
Better start negotiating the extension.
Well, I wasn't sure if I should retire between 76 and 86. Learning yesterday that, according to CBS, the Pope's position was a job, but the Supreme Court's position was a calling. I'm not sure whether I have a job or a calling. I have a jolling. I don't know what that is. It's like a job and a calling. I don't know what it means. I might pass my break, probably, huh? All right. That's a nice way to tell me. I got so much more stuff to do. And then we'll do some giveaways. It's fun. I mean, it's fun. It's just having a great time Thursday. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. You know we're going to be right back.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
KPRZ listeners that call me want to make sure that I'm a Christian lawyer.
Certified family law specialist Gary Bowman.
They have financial issues, they have relationship issues, issues with their children, their spiritual issues also. So they want to talk to me in the context of Christianity and their beliefs. I'm a certified family law specialist, so I specialize in family law, including divorce, annulment, custody and visitation issues, support issues. It's a higher level of expertise. You have to pass a certain test with the State Bar of California. You have to have certain experiences, hearings, trials, settlement agreements, negotiations. There's a pretty high standard that you have to meet before they will certify you as a specialist.
For legal protection in all areas of family law, call 877-426-7551. Your first half hour consultation is free. Find out more at gbowmanlaw.com. Attorney Gary Bowman. Experience, knowledge, understanding, results. 877-426-7551.
Here's today's financial tip from KCBQ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Ameritas Investment Corp, member FINRA and SIPC.
Hi friends, Marty Schneider here. You know, famed football coach Paul Bear Bryant once said, offense sells tickets and defense wins championships. Well, when you look at the greatest sports dynasties, the Green Bay Packers under Vince Lombardi, the Boston Celtics under Red Auerbach, and the New York Yankees under Joe Torre, they all started with the premise that a strong defense made their offense better. In financial jargon, they protected their downside year after year. Building a smart retirement plan is a lot like building that championship sports team. Know when to reach for the stars, but always pay attention to your financial base, because if that erodes, it can take a long time to rebuild. So let's get together and start to build your retirement plan into a winner. Call me for your free consultation at 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call me for your free consultation with me, 800-727-PLAN.
Pet owner, pet odor, that's a fact of life. But now, Pet Refresh is here to change all of that. Pet Refresh is a one-of-a-kind pet odor eliminator that you can spray directly onto your pet. It sanitizes your pet by eliminating the germs and the fungus that cause odor, and it doesn't irritate the skin or eyes. All you do is freely spray the product over the pet's body. Massage the product in, or you can brush it in. Now for the face, you want to spray it onto a paper towel and gently wipe the face down. Freely spray Pet Refresh on couches, rugs, beds, even in the car.
So he gets on the couches and on our bed, and our bed doesn't smell like dog. That's great. It's a great product. I love it.
There's going to be more time spent hugging and loving your pet. Folks, if you own a pet, you must own Pet Refresh. You simply spray it on and the smell is gone.
Go to buypetrefresh.com. Get a 16-ounce spray bottle for $19.95 plus shipping and handling, and get a 4-ounce bottle free. Call 858-345-0803.
Hi friends, this is Bill Neal here with a message for those of you who would like to save on your mortgage but just don't want to deal with the hassle that maybe you've experienced in the past. Hey, Leslie and I get it. Sometimes the paperwork and personal intrusion is just more than you want to deal with in order to save a few hundred dollars a month or so. But on the other hand, a few hundred dollars a month adds up to a couple thousand dollars a year or more. Don't leave that kind of money on the table. Leslie and I have refinanced hundreds of KPRZ clients, and we've done it with absolutely no closing costs at all, so let's have a friendly chat. Find out how much you can save at these ridiculously low rates. You know we'll take the hassle out of it for you with our superior personal service. We'll even send a notary to your house so you can start saving money right away, and you can do it all from your kitchen table. That's why we've been your trusted K-Praise Mortgage Answer Team for 16 years and counting. Give us a call today at 800-585-3900. That's 800-585-3900. Or you can find us at the top of the KPRZ homepage.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. San Diego. You know, there's a couple different ways you can say San Diego. San Diego. I will say that it's not often that we start the show off by insulting babies. I think that's probably not the height of radio dumb. Well, maybe it is the height of radio dumb. It's just a dumb. You can reach the show by following. I can tell what day this is going to be already. You can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. Go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. Follow me on Twitter at Spoon Experience. You know, I've been doing my tweets every day. I wish I did my exercises every day. I'd feel much better. I'm not doing my exercise every day. I need to do my exercise every day. I need to get stuff going. And I'm starting a new diet. And actually, we're starting a diet with a future sponsor. So we're really we're trying to get things in order. But before I start that, I'm taking advantage of all of my. You know how we make excuses for everything that we do? How you'll say, I'm going to do this, now I'm going to do this. Like, I'm going to start my diet on Saturday. So, you know, when you say, I'm going to start my diet on Saturday, what does that mean? What that means is that you're saying to yourself personally, on Thursday and Friday, I can eat anything I want and feel absolutely no guilt. It's like a secondary Thanksgiving day. It's kind of like a substitute Thanksgiving day. And then what happens is if you don't stay on your diet, you say, you know what I'm going to do is Monday. I'm going to start that diet. I'm going to wake up at 5 in the morning, and I'm going to go to the gym. And if I go to the gym, I'm going to work out really hard, And when I work out really hard by going to the gym, I'm going to lose all this weight. So between now and Monday, I'm going to eat as many pastries and pizzas and pasta as I can. What do you think? Does that seem right? That seems right to me. That seems fair. Ladies and gentlemen, let's see here. There's so much stuff to cover. Let me give you the latest breaking news, just in case you didn't hear it. This just came in, just to give you an idea. Less than an hour ago, less than 1 hour ago, reported on the Newswire, Domino's Pizza has won a court order stopping Health and Human Services, HHH, stopping the abortion mandate. Right here. Domino's Pizza has won a court order temporarily stopping the abortion mandate. Just came out of the federal district court just now. We already know this is going all the way to the Supreme Court. I just want to let everybody know that nothing is over. Nothing is done. It's not over. We're not done yet. Okay? We're still going. Okay. What's going on there? You guys in there having fun? Looks like you guys are having a party. You guys have any cupcakes for me or anything? Or I'm kind of getting a sweet tooth right here. Ladies and germs, there's a couple of things we got to cover today. Here's another thing that you don't know about today. Ready? There is, get this, everybody knows about Fox News, right? That's a conservative news outlet, right? And you know about MSNBC and you know about CNN. Guess what, ladies and gentlemen? There is a new conservative news channel coming starting July 4th. Robo producer, did you know there was a new one coming? I just found out. This is an hour and 20 minutes ago. There's a new conservative news channel coming to cable television. It's called
Univision.
No, that's a good one though. It's called One America News Network. Have you heard of that?
Never heard of it.
One America News Network. You wanna faint? It's from Herring Broadcasting, which, by the way, in case you didn't know, that is a San Diego-based company. But they're going to be opening up their first station in where? New York. They're pouring in tens of millions of dollars. Another conservative news channel is coming to cable. You want to know why another conservative news channel is coming to cable? Because the number one news channel, conservative news channel, Fox News, is totally bringing in the dough. Totally. And the more liberal ones and the people that don't know how to take a stand, except for beating up Christians and stuff like CNN, they're all dying on the vine. They're shrinking. And actually, MSNBC is growing by attrition because of CNN. But there's another conservative news channel coming starting July 4th called One America News Network. I do not know if it's going to be good. I do not know if it's going to be bad. I do not know. Green eggs and ham. I do not know, Sam. I am green eggs and ham. How do I know if it's going to be good? But their whole goal is to have news that's straight down the middle. News that is absolutely non-biased, but they want to have right-leaning or conservative-leaning talk show hosts. So they want to do news straight down the middle. Try and have an objective reporter. I'd like to meet a perfectly objective reporter. It could not be a human being. Because every person is tainted by sin and by their opinion. Nobody is 100% objective. Nobody. Nobody. Ain't got nobody. Okay, a couple other things to cover. We're going to talk about spiritual recovery. Ladies and gentlemen, I did find out from somebody here at the station that we're going to have the opportunity in the next 2 weeks to have an interview with a significant minister of the San Diego area. It appears as though Miles McPherson is going to be making a connection with the Mark Larson show, and that's going to be super excited. And then we're going to get a couple minutes with Miles as well and talk about his event that's going to be taking place. So that's really cool. And why that's cool, ladies and gentlemen, is because one of the things that I really like about Miles McPherson is that my son doesn't like going to church in too many places, but likes going to the Rock. So that makes me feel good as a dad. you know, that my son has found a church that he connects with. And then number two, we're going to talk about the church reaching out to people that are almost, I wouldn't say afraid, but just don't want to step into a church, don't want to get into a church relationship or life because they're kind of afraid of what the church might be or might do. And that's one of my passions. And I don't know if people know this or not, but I'm really looking out for people, or trying to be looking out for people, who have been hurt by churches. And when we come back after our segment break, I'm going to talk about spiritual recovery. I'm going to talk about what we call a life-giving key for those who have been hurt by churches. A life-giving key for those who have been hurt by churches. So we're going to cover that when we come back. And then also when we come back, we're going to talk about the rewriting of the Bible. It's called The Gospel According to Liberals. Four liberals have made their comments as to what they think the Bible should be. We're going to talk about it and see if we want our brain to fall out of the left side of our head or out of the right side of our head. I'm not sure yet. I haven't decided. It depends on if I'm tilting this way or tilting that way. I don't know. One of those. And then we've got, of course, our devotional diamond, which is also always very exciting for us, the devotional diamond. And then we got a couple other news stories. But boy, those news stories, you think about that, Domino's, wow, they won their court case in federal court, so they are not required to respond to the forced, now look at it, it's forced mandate, the abortion mandate. They have gotten a stay, and we know that this case is going all the way up, so we'll just keep praying because we think that, and we believe, and our skew is that life begins at conception. So our perspective is that it's wrong to terminate life like that. That's our perspective. You might be a person who listens, doesn't agree. That's all right. That's our perspective. That's how we think of it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, we're going to cover the Gospel According to Liberals and also some spiritual recovery keys to help you move forward in the Lord. Again, we'll be right back. KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. I'm David Spoon with the David Spoon Experience. You know you could have been a broom.
The way it smells so sweet. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
If you're considering any type of cosmetic treatment, discover the wisdom, experience, and artistry of Novak Aesthetics. Rated among the top cosmetic surgeons in San Diego through the UT Readers Poll, San Diego's best, Dr. Novak is now offering Cool Sculpting, a revolutionary fat reduction process that's completely non-surgical. That means no needles and no downtime. Cool Sculpting freezes the fat that you don't want, the stubborn stuff that maybe just seems impossible to work off at the gym. With the Cool Sculpting procedure, fat is eliminated naturally, and most people see an undeniable reduction of fat as soon as 1 to 3 months. In as little as 1 hour, you can get back the body you want and deserve. It's you, only better. You can visit Novak Aesthetics online at drnovak.com, spelled N-O-W-A-K. Watch the video on Cool Sculpting, drnovak.com. Gift certificates are also available for Mother's Day. drnovak.com, N-O-W-A-K.
Mark Larson is right on the mark.
Brought to you by Aramco Mortgage. Thoughts on the new Pope? Next. Hi, Mark Larson here, encouraging you to join the millions of Americans who have moved their life forward with a reverse mortgage. Learn how to eliminate your mortgage payments and achieve peace of mind. Call my good friend Mehran Aram at Aramco Financial, 866-600-1130. See if you qualify for a home equity conversion mortgage or visit him online at aramcofinancial.com. That's aramcofinancial.com or 866-600-1130.
DRE number 01853626, NMLS number 277316.
Now that the Catholic Church has selected the new Pope, several things come to mind. First, why does this matter to me, an evangelical Protestant Christian? Well, for one thing, I'm encouraged by what appears to be the Cardinals allowing the Holy Spirit to lead their choice. Not choosing a Pope who would come in and throw out the basic truth, such as sanctity of life, and say, well, we've got new focus groups, and here's the newly branded church. Pope Francis, as he's now known, rebuked the government in Argentina for playing God and, among other things, promoting same-sex marriage laws. This pope, back there as cardinal, spoke out boldly. And there's something I also love about the Vatican story. The media experts had it wrong, most of them, despite all their advice and expertise on what the church leaders needed to do to get with the times and change those tired, fuddy-duddy beliefs, such as life begins at conception. The cardinals said, like Reagan to Gorbachev, well, niet, no, nope. There's one more thing. If having a new pope who is traditional in values causes even more media attention to the things that matter most, the God stuff, well, that's a good thing, too. I'm Mark Larson on K-Praise, 1210 AM.
Hey, check this out. For the first time that we at Cash Call know of, and we've been doing this a long time, Cash Call is offering a 15-year fixed-rate mortgage at 2.75% rate and APR with absolutely no points or fees of any kind. That's right, 2.75%. And if you just make the scheduled monthly payments on time, your home will be free and clear in just 15 years. Are you kidding me? Look, even if you refinanced recently, invest a little time to put savings in your pocket every month for the next 15 years. Thanks, Mr. Fed. Run to the phone and call 866-590-CASH, and we'll run the numbers and tell you exactly what you'll save. Don't be a dummy. Save the money. So call 866-590-CASH for 2.75% 15-year money today.
Must own no other properties. No self-employment. Otherwise, higher rate will apply. Credit and income requirements apply. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Corporations, California Finance Lenders Law License, NMLS 38512.
That's 866-590-CASH. 866-590-CASH.
You may have noticed that talented young ministers rarely return to serve in local congregations after studying at large Bible colleges. If properly equipped, the local church can be a far superior place to train men and women in ministry. At Vision International, they provide the San Diego community a uniquely developed education and training in ministry with a focus on preserving the local church. Vision International offers Bible theology, Christian education, and leaders, as well as women's studies, from associate to doctorate, online and in conjunction with a local church. Vision International also publishes teaching books that go around the world. Call 1-800-9-VISION or go to vision.edu to find out more about Vision International's degree programs. If you call right now and mention KPRZ, Vision International is offering a free download of their book, 7 Reasons Every Church Should Be a Ministry Training Center. So call Vision International today, 1-800-9-VISION.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego, where our goal is to put a smile in your life, even if you're driving on the 5 freeway. You can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. Go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience. You can like it and or make a comment. So you can do either one, really. And then also you can follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience, because at Spoon Experience is my handle. It's my handle. Yeah. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's a point in the show where I always talk about the people that support the show. And then we're going to talk about the Bible according to the liberals. I'm sorry, not the Bible according to the liberals. It's actually the gospel according to the liberals. There's four liberals made 4 points. We're going to just discuss that briefly. And then we're going to fry our brains like bacon. First of all, for my buddy John Maddox at afterforeclosure.com, here's the dealios with John. We talk about it a lot. He has his commercials running and stuff going on like that, and he's going to be flying in about 2 weeks. And facts isn't like a fax, like send it over the lot right now. In fact, he's going to be sponsoring our upcoming event, our upcoming interview with Kurt Warner, so I'm pretty excited about that. So anyway, what you do is, if you're a person that had a foreclosure or a short sale in the last 4 or 5 years, in the last 2 years, in the last year and a half, if you're one of those people that went through that process when the housing bubble took place, the company that John works for and with and helped create is called afterforeclosure.com. You go to afterforeclosure.com. You literally, you take this quick nifty pass-fail test. It will tell you whether you qualify or pre-qualify for house, whether you're there or not, whether you can take that next step. If you don't, it's okay. You try it again in the next couple months. If you do, then what happens is that John or one of his friends will contact you, and you just see whether you think it's the right time for you to get back into home ownership again. Now, maybe it's not the right time, so then you don't do it. It's not complex. But if you decide you want to do it, what John does is specializes in the loans that get people back into home ownership, people who have been involved in foreclosures or short sales. That's like his big thing. So it's cool. It's totally cool. So there's two ways to do it. You go to afterforeclosure.com, or you can call him at 888-634-4260. That's 888-634-4260. Great guy, by the way, John. I talked to him just the other day. He's just a solid guy. I like him. And he's like Rick. You know, Rick and John, like some of those guys, they're just great people. So you got to enjoy that. Ladies and gentlemen, I have in my hand what apparently, for whatever reason, I don't even know why, is the gospel according to liberals. What's my time frame in this particular time frame? Do I have like, what, 3 minutes, 4 minutes? I got 16 hours. I got 22. Hike. What do I got? Do I got long time, short time? Dave, you got a long time. 20 seconds. No. How long do I got? Do I got a couple minutes? I got a couple of minutes. Whoa, perfect. All right, perfect. All right. Listen to this. What the liberals have done, have gotten together and they've decided that the Holy Bible, the Word of God, should be completely changed. Take a deep breath. And here is what the changes are that they propose. This is from people such as Melissa Harris Perry from MSNBC. Shock there. And other people of the same like faith who believe that Karl Marx is inspirational for people to respond to. Here it is from the Huffington Post contributor Kittredge Sherry is claiming right now, as part of the new gospel according to liberals, that Jesus Christ was a homosexual. That's point number one on the gospel according to liberals, that Jesus Christ was a homosexual and that Christ lives in every individual of every different shade of sexual orientation or gender identity. There is no confusion on anybody's part except for the person's. Okay. So this is Kittredge Sherry, Huffington Post contributor, who thinks that it's quite clear to her that Jesus Christ is a homosexual. That's number one in their process. Number two, Mike Lux. Lots of Lux to you, buddy, when it's all over. Mike Lux says, clearly there is, this is now the new gospel according to liberals, there is clearly no simple way to read the Bible. There's no simple way to read the Bible. I don't want to dive too fast into these. I just want to let them sink in. But I want you to hear what's going on. Erin Gloria Ryan of the wonderful liberal website Jezebel. You know where this is going, right? I mean, she's from the website Jezebel, right? she recently wrote an article advising women that are in the right age to absolutely, positively, purposely have an abortion. This is I'm not making this up. I'm reading this right from a piece of paper. Four pieces of paper, in fact. And then last but not least is, of course, Lisa Miller, a contributor on several liberal websites, who wants everybody to know that the Jesus of history, of course, I note that she did not say Jesus of the Bible, but she said Jesus of history would embrace the Occupy Wall Street movement. And they believe that the gospel should be rewritten to reflect these four things. These four elements. So let's just cover these real quickly so we understand. So Kittredge Sherry from the Huffington Post says Jesus Christ was a homosexual. Why does she say Jesus Christ was a homosexual? Because she wants to. There's no evidence, right? She just says that's how it should be. So what she wants to do is rewrite the Bible according to her, even though she doesn't understand that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God and was the sacrificial lamb, and that willfully kept himself just holy unto the Lord as dedication and devotion to the Father. She cannot grasp that. She cannot accept that. Therefore, because he was not promiscuous, because he was not overly active sexually in a time where in the city of Nazareth where he came from and in Galilee, that means he's a homosexual. That's her conclusion. That's number one. Number two, say about this. Number two, when Mike Luck says there's no simple way to read the Bible, that's a gospel fact, according to him. Apparently, he was not aware that the Greek is written in Koinonia Greek. Just so everybody can know the difference, the Greek for Koinonia is what we call the Fellowship Greek. That's where we get the word fellowship. And it's the common language of the Greeks of the day. It was not written in a scholarly Greek at all. It was 100% koinonia, which is a fellowship. It's kind of how people wrote love letters, letters to the editor, and stuff like that. So we know that, number one, Jesus was not a homosexual, even though they're trying to say he was. And number two, the Bible is not something you can't simply read. Quite the opposite. There's over 20,000 manuscripts for the New Testament, the most documented book ever in the history of all mankind, and it's written in the simplest Greek ever, just so you can know. It's like written at a super low level of scholarly interpretation. Now, number three, Aaron Glory Ryan of the liberal site Jezebel thinks that women should purposely get pregnant and have an abortion. So what she believes the new gospel should reflect is murder. And number four, not to be outdone, of course, is the idea that Lisa Miller would say that Jesus of history would embrace the Occupy Wall Street movement. Apparently, she believes that Jesus would embrace rape, murder, and thefts, and failed to note that while Jesus was teaching in Jerusalem, he never once protested anything other than the religious Pharisees of the day. He even said regarding Rome, give to Rome what is Rome, give to Caesar what is Caesar's, excuse me, and give to God what is God's. He didn't even protest. People say he didn't separate. I don't know what that passage would mean. Otherwise, you give to Caesar what's Caesar's, and you give to God what's God's. And so the gospel, according to the liberals, I do not believe is going to have any real weight. I think what's going to happen is people are going to look at this and say, one, Jesus is not a homosexual. Two, there is a simple way to read the Bible. Three, it's not a good idea for women to purposely get pregnant just so they can have an abortion, just so they can show how powerful they have become. And number four, that Jesus is an embracer of the Occupy movement. Anybody who believes that those four points are correct and that the gospel should be changed to reflect that is not a Christian. And the reason that I say that is because a Christian has to have Christ, and Jesus is not a part of any of those things. So I just have no problem saying it. It's like, you're judging. You bet. I'll stand on that judgment all day long. All day long. Let the Lord judge me based on that. You sure? Because they're apart from Christ. I got no problem doing that. You're thinking, you can't do that. Well, I just did, didn't I? I did. We're going to take a break. I'm just feeling like, I feel like I've been slimed. You ever feel like you've been slimed? I feel like I've been slimed. I'm cleaning myself off right now with the compressed air. We're going to come back, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm going to give you just this little couple-minute discussion regarding spiritual recovery. Do you ever feel like you need a little bit of recovery in your spiritual walk? We're going to talk about that just for a few minutes when we come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego. We'll be right back.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Visit the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway anytime during February for their Ride and Dine dinner package, offering a hot meal and a really cool deal with dinner at Pines Cafe plus tram fare included at a combination price. For more information, please visit pstramway.com.
San Diego Padres single game tickets are on sale now. Don't wait. Get your tickets early for all the big games this coming season and save. For your Padres tickets and pricing details, visit Padres.com or call 619-795-5555.
I love you, son. So it hurts when you say I hate you. I'm your mother. I'm tired of you disrespecting me when you don't get your way. I work hard to make sure you have everything you need. I should be able to ask you to get out of bed in the morning without a fight. So from now on, things are going to be different. I ordered the Total Transformation Program. We're not going to scream and fight anymore. I'm going to tell you what to do in a different way, and you're going to do it. You're not going to call me ugly names anymore. And if you do, you're going to get consequences that'll keep you from calling me ugly names. We're not going to do things your way anymore, son. We're going to do things the Total Transformation way.
Get the Total Transformation free. Just order the program, tell us how it works for you, and you can keep it for free. Call 1-888-535-1837. 1-888-535-1837. Call now. Call 1-888-535-1837. 1-888-535-1837.
Hey, Carol, you coming out with us?
No, I just got another credit card bill. I don't know how I got myself into so much credit card debt. I'm at a point where I can't even make all my minimum payments, and that doesn't even include my rent, car payment, phone bill. Ugh, I don't want to have to file for bankruptcy.
Have you tried calling Christian Credit Counselors? They helped me pay off all my credit card debt, they lowered my monthly payment, and saved me $25,000 in interest, all without hurting my credit score.
Isn't that the same thing as debt settlement?
Not at all. Most banks won't even talk to debt settlement companies. Debt settlement will ruin your credit score, and you'll probably have to file for bankruptcy anyway. Christian Credit Counselors is a nonprofit organization. They've been helping people get out of debt for over 20 years and has relationships with virtually every bank and creditor, and they're also a proud partner with Crown Financial.
Wow, it sounds like they can really help me. What's their number?
Call 800-557-1985 or online at christiancreditcounselors.org.
One more time?
800-557-1985 or christiancreditcounselors.org.
Thanks, I needed this.
Are you working on a manuscript or a music album? Do you need help publishing your creativity in the Christian marketplace? Attend the number one conference for Christian writers, authors, speakers, and singers, the National Christian Writers Conference, where you receive tips and up-to-date resources on publishing your creativity. Learn from best-selling author Lane Etheridge, award-winning authors Kathy Macias and Diana Taylor, music artist Kingsley Jackson, publisher Antonio Crawford, and more. National Christian Writers Conference and Gospel Music Expo, March 23rd from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. at the San Diego Convention Center. Register online at NationalChristianWritersConference.com. That's NationalChristianWritersConference.com. Or call 888-282-8330. That's 888-282-8330. So come on, write it out, speak it out, sing it out at the National Christian Writers Conference and Gospel Music Expo, March 23rd. Vendor space available.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Ghostbusters! There's something weird, and it don't look good. Who you gonna call?
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. You can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. If you want to know why the producer is playing Ghostbusters, before you decide to write in or call, the reason is because just as we were exiting, I was mentioning that after looking at what the liberals want to do to the gospel, I felt like I was being slimed, you see, and so that was a kind of a joke, you see, because you make a statement like that, and then you do a joke connect. Okay, if I have to explain that, you probably should be listening to Lawrence Welk. Okay, a couple things I want to say. I know I got like, 3 minutes? I want to talk about this real quickly. It's important to me, and it's going to be coming up, I think, with when we do our interview with Miles McPherson, I hope. But one of the things I want to talk about is spiritual recovery. Now, one of the things that I know that I haven't really talked about on this show before, like ever, is the fact that there are quite a few people, myself included, who have gone through or know somebody who have gone through or encountered somebody who has gone through a wounding by church life, by church people, church government, church attenders, any church experience that pulls a person away from the Lord. There's a lot of people in Christianity who are committed to having an active relationship with Jesus Christ, but are struggling because the church they went to, they got wounded, they got made fun of, something happened, there was a falling out, it could be this, it could be that. Now, this is not abnormal. It happens all the time. There's a great deal of church tension because we're people, because we're human beings, okay? Because there's sin, okay? No surprise. But what happens for some people is they go from church to church to church trying to find the right place that they're supposed to land in fellowship. And for other people, you know what they do? They stop. They just quit. They just like, you know what? I'm not comfortable. And people will not go to church for years at a time. And I know, road producer, that you know people and I know people that have gone through bad church experiences or tough experiences in
and
life.
Completely turned off.
Yeah, and completely shut down and just kind of go, but I'm done.
Just, and you almost kind of feel for them. I mean, it's horrible.
Yeah, well, I went through something similar to that. I went through a very Jim Jones-ish like church experience for it was terrible. And so I decided that for every day, for at least 2 minutes, I'm going to really commit to giving some keys that are helpful to reengaging in church life. Because the problem here is that if you were hurt, it's a drag, it's a bummer, but there are a couple things that have got to be set straight. And the first one I want to set straight is this, okay? And a lot of people will appreciate this. Listen, if you went through a bad church experience, watch this. It's not God's fault. It's not God's fault that sinful man and sinful women sometimes engage in sinfulness at the church level. It's not God's desire for people to be wounded in church life so as to pull away from him. God has no delight in people separating from him. So the first key I want to say is this. Ready? Here's the first key. You can put this on the marker and they do all that stuff, whatever. Here it is. We need to stop blaming God for things we don't know about. We need to stop blaming God for things that are beyond our scope of understanding or seeing. Instead of just blaming God all the time, maybe we could just stop that. And that's why I talk about Job a lot, because he did really good for a while, and then he just went to justify himself versus justifying God, and that became the sin. So here's my response. It's not God's fault. We, not you, not I, we need to stop blaming God for things we don't know about and kind of get that the first and foremost in our brains. Let's just start there. How about that? Let's just start there. That's where we'll start. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego. Take a very short break, and when we come back, got some DDDs, and then we've got the giveaways, and got some cool new books that we're going to be giving as well. We'll be right back. Baby, I have to praise you like I should.
Little spud, isn't he?
I think he can hear you, Ray.
Don't move. It won't hurt you.